B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Deb, you're trying to check up on your boyfriend, Shane, for what reason?
Yes, like there's honestly so much happening in my brain right now, and I just need to clarify this for myself or I'm going to go insane. So I've been dating Shane for 2 years, and we're serious. Like, I'm with him almost every night. We spend the night together. I stay at his house. So I get to his place the other day, and in his room, there is a woman's overnight bag, just like half unpacked. I don't know what to do. I assume he's cheating on me. Like, that's kind of the only conclusion that I can come to. And I just emailed you guys immediately. Like, I got on my computer and emailed you on Wednesday, and that's where I'm at. So,
did you look through the bag?
Hell yes, I looked through the bag.
Hey,
I did. It was obviously a couple days worth of clothes, like two kind of daytime outfits, and then like a night outfit and like pajamas and little toiletry bag thing.
Did you come home unexpectedly? Like he didn't have a chance to clean up?
But I have his key. That's the thing. Is it's like, you know, I have access to your place. So, I mean, I came over, but we were planning on seeing each other that night, but he didn't know I was going to come over that early, I guess.
Well, why would he be, if he knew that she was going to be coming over, why would he?
Maybe he thought he had enough time to get it out of there.
Okay.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's very weird that it's just left there. All right. You ready to call and find out? We're going to call Shane and ask him who he wants to send the romantic roses to.
Yes, please. I'm dying for it.
Okay. Well, make sure whatever he says, if he doesn't send the flowers to you, make sure you stay quiet. Let's hear what he puts on the note, and then you can jump in, okay? So are you sure you're ready?
I'm ready. I am ready.
All right, here we go.
Hi, I'm looking for Shane, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Shane. My name is Kim. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And I have your name here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses.
Yeah. Well, $100?
Yes, it's a bouquet of roses valued at $100, and we can send them anywhere in the country. You have someone in mind you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Oh, okay. It's free. I don't got to pay nothing.
Nope. I don't need a credit card from you. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
Okay. I'll send some.
Who's the name that you would like to send them to first?
Ashley.
Okay. And I also have a card to go with Ashley's roses. What would you like to put on it?
Put my kissing cousin. Just put it in quotes. Put it in, like, my kissing cousin, like in quotation marks.
Like to Ashley, aka my kissing cousin.
Yeah, and put ha 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 at the end, like three ha's. So
okay,
what? Shane,
Deb's on the phone. You're on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Are you cheating on Deb with your cousin?
Whoa, what the?
Shane, hello. Are you cheating on me with your cousin?
No. No, I thought it was about some flowers. I ain't cheating on you.
Why would you send them to Ashley and then put my kissing cousin on there?
Okay, first things first. Is Ashley your cousin?
Yeah, she's my cousin.
Okay, second things first. Is Ashley's bag in your room right now? Or was it in your room recently? Her overnight bag.
Whoa, what are y'all talking about?
It has, like, the flowers on it. Deb found a bag.
Did you talk to Ashley or something? How'd you know about that?
Shane, I went to your place, and there was a woman's bag in your room, and it makes no sense that you wouldn't tell me that you saw your cousin and that she stayed over at your place if you weren't, like...
Hold on a second. Is Shane hooking up with his cousin?
I think
so. Is that what's going on here?
I think so.
No, man. It's my third cousin, but I ain't hooking up with her.
Okay,
well,
but you
want to hook up with your cousin?
Over my place, Dad. Why don't you tell me you're going over my place?
Why
didn't you tell me you were even there?
Why wouldn't you tell me she was staying at your place? Shane. Like, we talked every single night, and you were weird on Saturday night. And so we have
not weird.
The next day. Yeah, you were weird, and it makes no sense that you wouldn't tell me that she was over at your place.
I was probably preoccupied. She had an argument with her boyfriend. She came over, and she just stayed at my place. That's all.
So why would you send the flowers to her with a note that says, to my kissing cousin?
End of story, Loren.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
The joke
for cousins. Kissing cousins. Y'all ain't heard that phrase before?
Yeah, we have. And it usually doesn't mean that you're just cousins.
And it's usually not attached with 12 romantic red roses.
Did you kiss her when she stayed over?
She was the first person I thought of. Y'all faked me with them roses. You know, she's going through a hard time. She had a bad argument with her boyfriend. I just thought I might cheer her up or something.
Deb, are you buying this?
Honestly, no. Like, I need to know why. You wouldn't tell me that she was there, and you're calling her your kissing cousin and sending her roses? Like, this is really weird.
You didn't tell me you came to my apartment. How about that? That's dishonest. You didn't tell me you were there.
Well, honestly, right now, I don't trust you, and I don't want to be with someone who is making out with his cousin. So
I am making out with my cousin. She's just staying over. That was her bag. All
we
right?
don't kiss.
He still lied.
We do other things than
right.
kissing.
We don't do nothing. We don't do nothing, Deb. You're being stupid right now.
All right, Deb, I'm going to let him go. So you think this is a kissing cousin situation, huh? Cheating?
That's what it looks like to me, to be honest.
I mean, we all agree.
I don't send my cousin roses. I'm mortified, but thank you.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.